morning, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be open for the duration of today's conference. This conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to introduce your conference host, Ms. Stephanie Bagot. Ma'am, you may begin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's Jazz Open Mic session. The topic is ClearCase integration. First off, my name is Stephanie Bagot, and I'm a technical support engineer for Rational Team Concert and Jazz. Our speaker today is Carol Yukowicz. Carol is currently the component lead for the ClearCase Connectors component of Rational Team Concert. Before working on the connectors, she also contributed to the Jazz SDM component. Prior to her Jazz experience, Carol spent many years as a ClearCase developer and team lead on various aspects of ClearCase, going all the way back to ClearCase version 2.0. Today we'll be having a web conference, and you can join by signing on to www.webdialogs.com/join, and the conference ID is 3133836. Again, that is webdialogs.com/join, conference ID 3133836. If you're unable to join on the web conference, please just listen in on the phone. And now I'll introduce our speaker, Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the introduction, Stephanie. I don't know if we want to wait a little bit so people can join the web conference. I don't see too many participants there quite yet. But I did also want to ask some questions, so maybe we can do that while people are joining. And basically, I just wanted to find out, for the people attending, what are they already using? Are they already using Rational Team Concert? Are they ClearCase users? Just so that I can, you know what to focus on during my presentation. So anyone who's on the call that wants to pitch in there, I don't know if the operator has to give you. Can anyone just talk on these lines? Nobody seems to know.
Hi, Carol. All the lines should be open.
Okay.
Hi, Carol. This is Mark Ingebrecht from FG.
Hi, Mark. I know that you've been using the connectors.
Hi, this is Suresh here from Bank of America. We are currently using ClearCase, and we are intending to go to RTC some point in the future. So that is what we are looking forward to, you know, what is the best way to move from ClearCase to RTC.
Okay.
This is Darek Strazinski from Intel, and we are using currently ClearCase and ClearQuest, and we are considering using ClearCase UCM in your future.
Okay, great. Anyone else?
Just for those of you that just spoke right now, I can't see you on the web conference. So if you want to join, the URL is webdialogs.com/join, and the conference ID is 3133836. Thanks.
Okay, and I do see four participants, including Mark, but not everyone is there yet, I guess. Okay, so just a technical question, Stephanie. Once I share something, it seems like I can't start recording, so do I need to do that first?
Can you please repeat the URL again, please?
It's webdialogs.com/join. webdialogs.com/join. And do you need the conference ID again?
I think it is 3133836.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, so for the people that are on the conference, on the web conference, can you see my screen?
Yes.
That my first slide there?
It's showing up.
Sorry, did you say it is or is not?
It is.
Okay. All right, well then I'll go ahead and get started. Is this format okay? Can people, is it big enough? I'll take a non-response as okay. But please speak up if you have any trouble seeing anything as I'm going through. So what I'll try to cover, and I want to leave less time at the end for questions, but since some people are coming from ClearCase and ClearQuest and don't necessarily have much experience yet with Rational Team Concert, I'm going to do a brief overview of Team Concert, and I'll focus a little bit more on that. And then I'm going to talk about the different kinds of connectors to Team Concert. I might skip over what's new in 2.0 if people aren't currently using it, but I'll put the slide up so that those of you who have been using it can peruse that. And then there are different types of connectors, and so I want to give a little background on each connector type and when you might choose one or the other, and then also just some limitations to be aware of in the current version. And then go into a little bit deeper detail on the ClearCase bridge. So you should be seeing now the colorful picture of Rational Team Concert, and you've probably seen something like this slide before, if not this exact picture. But one of the points that I want to make, especially for the people that are coming from ClearCase and ClearQuest, is that Team Concert has a lot more to it than just the SCM piece. So you can see the SCM box on the left, and that does SCM capabilities that for a UCM user would be very familiar. I think, you know, perhaps a bit more flexible than UCM. But also there's a connector to ClearCase, which allows you to connect your ClearCase installation to Team Concert as well. But really the central, the heart of Team Concert is the work item system. And so you can have work items, which can be defects or enhancement requests, or just tasks that you're using to track your work. You can use those work items to create plans. You can do queries. You can have reporting. So there's a lot of capability built into the work item system in Team Concert, and that can be of value to ClearCase users as well. Additionally, there's a build component, excuse me, which allows you to send off and check the status of builds and gives you traceability back to the planned work that you have and then also back to the code as well, whether you're using the built-in SCM system that's part of Team Concert or now with the bridge to your ClearCase change sets as well. Then underlying this whole set of capabilities is the server, which provides a consistent set of services across all of these different capabilities. So there are projects and teams and users that you can set up. There's a process system that allows you to customize both the timelines and scheduling type of capabilities for your particular project. But also you can set it up to enforce certain constraints like particular work item fields that have to be filled in, or if you're using the SCM system, constraints on what can be delivered. Like if you might have to say, you might say that you have to have a code review before you can deliver something. In addition to all of that, there's in-context collaboration, which means that basically anytime a person's name shows up, either in a history of an SCM file or component or in a work item comment, wherever that happens, if you enable the collaboration integration, you can instant message with people right in context. And that's convenient because you don't have to go out to some other system to do that. And then also you can tell from that whether or not people are online. And then also there's a reporting capability for, you know, all of the above boxes can be, you can get reports. And there's dashboards that allow a web-based view of what's going on to other people that might be interested, such as managers or project leaders, et cetera. So there's all that stuff in Team Concert, and it's beyond just the SCM or the defect tracking capabilities. And so, you know, even for people that are continuing to use ClearCase and ClearQuest, there's value here to be added. And it's not necessarily an either-or kind of question. So moving on to different types of connectors. There's really three different types. There are importers, which is fairly self-explanatory. It's moving data from one system to another. There are importers not only from SCM systems, but also from defect tracking systems as well. So there's a Bugzilla importer. There's CVS and Subversion importers. And now as of RTC 2.0, there's a ClearCase importer as well for just moving stuff over. If you look at the far right column, there are another kind of connector are connectors are the synchronizers. And this is two-way data synchronization. So the key thing to remember about the synchronizers is that you're actually moving data back and forth in between the two systems. So this is for cases where you want to have data in both places. And I wouldn't use this if you don't really want the data in two places. So we have synchronizers for both ClearCase and for ClearQuest. And I guess that's all I'll say about that right now. And there's some more slides coming up about when you might choose to use a synchronizer. And then in the middle column, and this is a little bit more of what I'm going to focus on today, is the bridge technology. So we have bridges from Subversion and from ClearCase, and also there's a bridge from ClearQuest, and I think there was an open mic session recently on ClearQuest Bridge, maybe last week, so some of you may have attended that. And the idea with a bridge is that you're providing a linkage between a system that's outside of Team Concert with the Team Concert work items. And so, well, I mentioned before that work items are kind of the heart of RTC, and if you can link them to objects that are outside the system, you get traceability throughout the life cycle, and I'll show a picture of that later. So the ClearCase bridge is essentially for customers that want to use ClearCase and not use the Jazz SCM. So there is some set of users that want to do that. That's different from moving over. So each one has its own purpose, and there are different reasons why you might choose one or the other, and that's what I'll be discussing next. Actually, this is first. this is the slide that I was talking about that mentions what's new in 2.0 and not. So just briefly, the synchronizer was there in 1.0, and it can be a little confusing because when there was only one type of connector, we called that the connector. So you might see references to the connector or, you know, older documents that say that. And just be aware that there really are three different kinds of connector, and we're trying to use the term synchronizer when we mean synchronizer now. So it was there in 1.0. There's a number of enhancements in 2.0, which I won't go into details. New in 2.0 were both the ClearCase importer and the ClearCase bridge. And just a couple notes on that. The synchronizer and the importer will work with both with versions of ClearCase started going back to 7.0, so 7.0, the 7.01 series and the 7.1.x series. And that's because we didn't need to make any changes to ClearCase to make this work. The bridge does require 7.102 or later. I mentioned here that it tolerates earlier versions, which just means that you can still see properties of bridge objects that were created with a later version of ClearCase, but you won't be able to create the linkages unless you have 7.102 or greater. So now we'll get to the part about, you know, which connector is more appropriate for what set of users. So the synchronizer, what we commonly saw was a big customer might have an enterprise deployment of ClearCase, but either they acquired some small company that was using something else, or they have small teams that didn't want to be part of some centralized ClearCase administration. And so even though ClearCase was the enterprise system at these places, there were teams that were using other tools. And sometimes the reason was they wanted to be more agile, they wanted to run their own servers, they wanted to have a little bit more control. And yet the corporate mandate was ClearCase, so all product integration and release engineering were done from the ClearCase repository. And so this is a good scenario for a synchronizer because you do have people working in both places, and you need the data in both places. You might be sharing code, unless the projects are completely separate from one another. And it allows the full usage of Team Concert and allows work to be done in parallel. There's support in the synchronizer not only for UCM streams but also for base ClearCase as well. And moving on to the importer, this is pretty self-explanatory. This is just people want to move over, that they want to stop using ClearCase and move over to RTC. So that's the group of people that would choose an importer. The importer is based on the synchronizer technology, and so it in the UCM case, it imports differences between baselines. So the difference between the synchronizer and the importer is that the synchronizer is just keeping the latest data in sync in both systems, whereas the importer allows you to select a portion of the history that you want to import as well. I mentioned the baseline to baseline, but there is also support for base ClearCase as well. And it says base ClearCase branches, but it's really a combination of branches and labels because that's how people typically use base ClearCase. Just one limitation to be aware of if you're looking at this, which is that if you have CCLT, CCLT is not natively supported, but we don't want that to be a factor for not moving over from it. And so if you have CCLT, your sales team should be able to upgrade to full CC temporarily just for the purposes of importing to Rational Team Concert. So I'm not sure if anyone is in that situation or not. And then finally, we have the bridge. And the bridge, as I mentioned before, it's for the situation where ClearCase is the SCM system. There's all that other value in Team Concert, and people want to enhance their ClearCase experience with that value that's in Team Concert. And also, it's hard to switch SCM systems, so not everybody just wants to make that jump. And this is a way to not force you to make that jump while still benefiting from the rest of Team Concert that I showed you on the early slide. So one thing I should note is we have teams today that are using ClearCase side-by-side with Rational Team Concert and finding value there. So there's value there even without the bridge, but it's enhanced when you have the bridge that hooks everything together. The current implementation of the bridge is UCM only. We're working on base ClearCase support for a future release. But the current implementation allows you to link a UCM activity in ClearCase with work items in JAS. And so once you have that linkage, you can navigate it in either direction, and it's giving you traceability, which I'll show a picture later on. If you're used to the ClearCase ClearQuest integration, this bridge is more loosely coupled. It doesn't require that both sides are always present. There's not data that's being synchronized back and forth. It's just these links. And it's a bit less restrictive than the ClearQuest-enabled UCM. The philosophy was each system has its own process rules, and we want to allow the process rules in each system to be in control and not have it, this integration take that over. And then the last point here is just because there has been some confusion in the past that ClearQuest is not required to be able to use the ClearCase bridge, but if you have ClearCase and ClearQuest, you can use both ClearCase and ClearQuest bridges together. to tie everything together. So some other goals, I think I mentioned some of these already, but in addition to the loose coupling, we really wanted to keep the look and feel of it fitting in well with the rest of RTC. So we have the same menu items as the RTC change sets would have for associating work items. And in addition, the same work item selection dialogs will come up as you'd see anywhere else in RTC. Our initial implementation is focused around CCRC, and again, this is just the current state of things. At the same time as we're evolving the bridge and Team Concert, in ClearCase, there's an initiative to try to have a unified interface so that there's not a separate interface on Windows and on Unix, and this is the direction going forward to not have so many different kinds of ClearCase interfaces. So when you think of, you know, CCRC being the focus here, it's kind of CCRC without the R. So CCRC is ClearCase Remote Client, and it's really that because that's the unified client going forward, and it will be enhanced to support other kinds of usage besides remote usage. That's why we're focused on that right now. And additionally, CCRC has the Eclipse plugin, and so if you're using the Eclipse form of RTC, that integrates really well together. So I mentioned before that you need ClearCase 7.102 or later to use this. And I also mentioned that we don't currently support base ClearCase, so we're working on that. And CCRC currently doesn't support dynamic views, but the CCRC team is working on that too. So those are two limitations. The bridge also is very new, or at least it was new in 2.0, so maybe it's just new and not very new anymore. But there's a lot of different directions we could go with the bridge, and so feedback is definitely very welcome for that. Well, feedback is always welcome, but especially for you could really help set the direction here if you have comments. So this is just some pictures now of the bridge UI. So again, this should look fairly familiar if you've played around with the SCM system that's built into Team Concert. There's new context menus that now show up in the CCRC UI. I don't know how many of you are familiar, even the ClearCase users may not be familiar with CCRC, but this piece of a view that's showing here is a CCRC view, which is a detailed view that's showing activities. So that's an activity object in ClearCase. And the top part of this menu, until the bottom segment there, is the regular CCRC menu that you would get. And these extra items are extensions to that enhances the CCRC context menu with the bridge-specific items. So there are items to associate work items, to open the work items that are associated, and then to remove them later if you want to. In addition to the ClearCase view, the top part of this picture here is showing the links tab from a Jazz work item. So this is all different views from different products opened in the same Eclipse session. And so it's very seamless. You don't have to feel like you're jumping from one tool to another to use this. So the references, so I showed you the context menu from the activity. Once you create a link from the activity, it will show up in the links tab of the work item. And the properties view tracks that as well. So if you select that activity either in the CCRC view or in the work item link, the Eclipse properties view will be populated with the activity properties from ClearCase. And so this gives you traceability from your work item back to the code that implemented it in ClearCase. So actually, it gives the traceability to the activity. The show change set that's at the bottom is what gives you the next step of traceability to the code. And then once you create that link, it's just like any other work item link in RTC. You can use it in queries and dashboards and reports, et cetera. And then this is the picture I mentioned before about just showing how everything is linked together. On the top left here is showing an Agile plan, which is part of Team Concert. I haven't seen this before. Way of collecting data that you've already created as part of your work items and collecting it into a plan. And I love these plans because it's not a separate tool that you have to go and keep updating, and you don't have someone coming around saying, how far is this complete, et cetera. So the information is already there in the system, and this is a way of providing another view on it that might be useful to a project lead. And this tool allows you also to do load balancing and to make bulk changes and that kind of thing. But what I wanted to show here was the linkage. So you have the plan, and the items of work in this plan are work items in Jazz. And so the plan is linked to work items, which is the picture that's shown on the top right. And then the work items have links, and you know, I've been focusing on the bridge links, which are linked to ClearCase activities, but there also can be links to change sets in Jazz SEM or to builds. So, for example, let's say a build failed. You can open a work item directly from those build results, and it will be pre-populated with what failed. And so then you have a traceability from a build failure to a work item, and that shows up in a plan. And then if ClearCase activities to that work, you have additional traceability from the activities between the work item and the activity, and then from the activity to its change set in ClearCase. So that's the traceability that you get from that. I should also mention that show change set button that I've been mentioning, that's part of CCRC, even apart from RTC, and that's a new feature that I believe is new as of ClearCase 7.102 as well. So that's pretty much it. I have some references here at the end. I'm sure you've all been on jazz.net. There's a video that's sort of a summary of what I just talked about that's on jazz.net, so you can watch that. The new and noteworthy for 2.0, that's really more targeted for people who just wanted to see what was different. And, you know, just the homepage for Team Concert is always being updated with new stuff, so it's good to check back there periodically to see what's going on. If you're looking at the importer, there's a specific article about that, and it's also covered in the regular information center in the help. And a bunch of tech notes on ibm.com/support also for particular issues. And that's about it. So I think that leaves about half of our time for questions. And so I'll stop talking and start listening. Very quiet.
Suresh, my question is, you mentioned about CCRC, you know, we need to use CCRC if we are planning to use ClearCase Bridge. And is there any version limitation of which version of CCRC we should be using for that purpose?
For the bridge? Yes. So for the bridge, you need to have at least CCRC 7.102.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
For the synchronizers and importers, you know, it can be an older version going back to 7.0.
This is Mark Warren from Intel. Is the bridge for CCRC, is that going through the CM server then?
The bridge itself is a client-side integration, so it doesn't go through the CM server, those CCRC itself does. So all the information for the bridge is stored in the Jazz repository and not on the ClearCase side.
I have a question to Derek Travinsky from Intel. Do we have some reports available about performance of such solutions with the bridge implementation? And do we know what is the dependency on the one link latency between the server and the user? So how it works basically for remote users?
So we don't have specific performance data. It's not as much. Performance is less of an issue for the bridge than it is for the synchronizer because we're not moving data back and forth. You know, there's just a link there. So it would be all UI performance. And, you know, we don't have numbers for that. We do have, for the importer, there are performance numbers that are in that article that I mentioned. But for the bridge, it's a fairly lightweight kind of thing. I mean, we're just doing creating linkages and not moving large amounts of data around. So I know that doesn't really answer the question, but we haven't measured anything specific there, and because we don't know of any issues there.
Okay, thank you.
I know sometimes it's hard if you're not actually using something to know, you know, once you use it, usually there's more questions.
Another question, is there also some command line interface available, or everything should be done through a GUI interface?
So command line is one of the directions that we're considering. And right now, the highest priorities that we have are getting a base ClearCase implementation and adding the dynamic views support. But command line would be definitely high on the list. Is that something that your team uses and would be valuable to you?
I suppose that would be very important to automate certain processes, certain task could be scheduled to be run automatically, so I think that would be important.
Okay. Yes, definitely. It's on our list, but not in the immediate future. But I recognize that it is important.
Denise Monet from Schneider. I have a question concerning the infrastructure recommended in this situation when you implement the bridge between ClearCase and RTC. Is there some recommendation on the architecture or the infrastructure that needs to be set up?
Not anything specific to the bridge. I mean, it would be whatever the ClearCase recommendations are for CCRC and, you know, a standard or, sorry, this, I didn't mean standard in the sense of standard edition, but there's no specific requirements on the RTC side either. So it's basically just linking the two pieces together, so there's no additional constraints that are placed upon that from an architecture point of view. Stephanie, has anyone instant message any questions?
Nope, I haven't received any.
Okay.
Carol, one question. If somebody has to adopt both ClearCase or RTC for the first time, so which of these three they should be looking for?
Sorry, I'm not sure I understood the question. So you're adapting ClearCase new and RTC? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
And what was the question?
So which of these three connectors we should look for?
Oh, I see. If you're using, it depends on whether or not you want to use, that you're using ClearCase as the SCN system or you're using RTC as the SCN system. But I think if you're in a position where you're choosing to adopt ClearCase, then the bridge would be appropriate. If it's a situation where you have people working in both places and you want to share data, then the synchronizer would be appropriate. But I would caution that for a new setup, if you're not that familiar with ClearCase, then you're, in that situation you need to learn ClearCase and RTC and the synchronizer that goes in between them. So I think for a new deployment of ClearCase plus RTC, I would recommend the bridge to start with.
Great, thank you.
I have a question on the this configuration. In terms of administration, what could be the extra load for an administrator to manage this kind of architecture?
Because, there's no special setup that you have to do. It's just a matter of installing the CCRC client into your existing RTC implementation. And if both pieces are present, then you'll see those additional menu items and the properties view behavior that I showed. And if they're not both present, you just won't see that. But there's nothing special that you have to set up to enable it other than installing both pieces together.
I mean, in terms of troubleshooting, when you have different pieces in between, what could be the difficulties to troubleshoot in this situation?
Yes. So
you need to learn ClearCase, you need to learn RTC, you need to know about the bridge. So as I suppose that there could be some difficulties to when you have a problem on this kind of environment?
Yes, I think that the synchronizers, I would say, are a lot more difficult to troubleshoot than the bridges are, because the synchronizers are moving a lot of data back and forth, and they're using the native operations in each system to do that. And so sometimes what we see is that something about the ClearCase environment doesn't allow the synchronization to complete, and then someone has to go and look at why that was and fix it up. And that would be true for any ClearCase operations natively anyway. So ClearCase, just traditionally, ClearCase is more difficult to administer than RTC. And so the synchronizers and the bridges don't change that at all. The difference, I would say, between the synchronizers and the bridges from an administrative point of view is that because the bridge is only creating some linkages and there's other kinds of linkages in RTC also, that's a fairly lightweight and easy to administer type of situation, whereas the synchronizer, there's a much more complicated mechanism there. But as I said, the choice really should be based on what your scenario is and what capabilities that you want to have. But I would say that administration costs for the bridge should be very low.
Okay. Other question, do you have experience with customers who already implement this kind of bridge in production?
You know, I get asked this a lot, and unfortunately, we don't have a really good way of getting data back on who's using what. I mean, I see bug reports that may come in, and I don't necessarily have the information other than that. So I know that there are people. So the bridge was new in 2.0, so it's still a pretty new thing, and there are a lot of people trying it out, and I don't know, you know, how many people are using it other than in a trial basis yet. There are customers using the synchronizers because they've been around for a bit longer. And again, you know, I don't have a list for you, but I know that there are some. And the product managers might have a better idea of who's using what. So Stephanie is reminding me also that I should mention about licensing for this stuff. So for the synchronizers, you need at least the standard edition of RTC, and that means like standard or enterprise allow you to have the synchronizer capabilities. With the bridge, I believe you don't need that. You don't need that to have standard. And additionally, for customers that have ClearQuest, there's a certain entitlement to a number of licenses for a subset of RTC that doesn't include SEM. So if you have ClearQuest and you're looking to deploy RTC, you should talk with your salesperson about that. The bridges will work with just contributor licenses, and the synchronizers require a developer license to use them. That was just a quick overview of the licensing. Are there questions about licensing?
Yes. In terms of license usage, when you are using CCRC and you use Bridge, does it consume a license on RTC?
It would use, you know, each side of what you're using would have the same license behavior that it would if you just had them side by side. So the Bridge has no additional licensing requirement. But, you know, if you're using work item features, you need a license to do that. So because the linkage is with a work item, it'll be using the work, you know, the normal licensing that you would need to access the work item system, and then on the ClearCase side, the normal ClearCase licensing as well.
And today, does it exist the same kind of entitlement that exists for ClearQuest than exists for ClearCase? Does it exist for ClearCase, something like that?
No, it doesn't, and I don't know what the plans are there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If there's no further questions, right now I'd like to take this opportunity to just do a quick survey question. Tamara, if you want to go ahead with that.
Thank you. The question is, how useful did you find this open mic call? Please press star 1 for very useful, star 2 for somewhat useful, star 3 for not useful. You may vote now. Once again, the question is, how useful did you find this open mic call? Press star 1 for very useful, star 2 for somewhat useful, star 3 for not useful. Please vote now. That does conclude the survey question, ma'am.
Thank you. So I just want to take one final moment to say if anyone has any further questions, you can ask them right now.
I have one question. Carol, you said that Bridge doesn't work with dynamic views. Does Bridge work with web views?
I'm not sure the answer to that. I think it does not, and I'm not sure what the strategy is for web views and ClearCase going forward. I know that you know there's this whole common client unification effort that's going on the ClearCase side, but I'm not sure how web views fit into that. So I'm sorry that I can't answer that. Don't know the answer.
But
the bridge, if the web views are not based on CCRC, then the bridge currently won't work with web views. And if that's something that would be important, we could look at that.
We have a scenario where we have web views on CCRC.
That's definitely a good question if you want to post it on the JAWS.net forum. And there could be other developers or other customers even who might know the answer. So we could definitely get back to you on that. Is there any other questions?
Just a clarification on that CCRC question in general, which is that the bridge itself doesn't require any particular view type, but it does require CCRC. So if CCRC is the client that someone is using, the bridge will work with it regardless of the view type, but we need to add support for certain view types to CCRC itself.
Okay, that answers my question, actually. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, that I'm not that knowledgeable about web views. So is the answer that it does work, just in case someone asks in the future?
Yeah, we are using CCRC, and on CCRC we have web views.
Okay.
So yeah, it indirectly answers the question. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, back to you, Stephanie. Sorry about that.
That's okay. If there's no further questions, I guess we'll conclude the session. Did anyone want to add anything before we conclude? Okay. If you have any additional feedback or questions, you can feel free to post them on the JAWS.net forum, as I mentioned earlier. And I just want to conclude the session and say thanks to Carol for joining us, as well as to all of you for participating. Please join us next week when we discuss agile development practices with JAWS, with guest speakers Dirk Palmer and Eric Gamma. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.